quisiera tus ojos amigos, durme, durme con sabor de la cuna.
And we're listening to music of the group Rumelia, who are sitting at our table here in the Santa Fe Baking Company. I'd like to welcome Alicia Shaw, Nicole Jensen, Sitara Schauer, and Deborah Unger. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mary.
And so you are playing a concert this Saturday, the 18th of April, at the San Miguel Chapel here in Santa Fe at 8 in the evening. How did each one of you get involved in Balkan music? I mean, you're from places like Iowa and New Jersey and decidedly non-Balkan places.
It's true, yeah.
We all do have a little bit of a common link. Most of us do, three of us do, with the Santa Fe University, or what was the College of Santa Fe, and the Balkan Ensemble led by Polly Tapia Ferber.
Who's amazing.
She is amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm an adjunct faculty there teaching piano, and somebody, when I moved here 8 years ago, insisted that I take their accordion from them and found a place in the Balkan Ensemble with that.
You play the accordion?
Yeah.
I want to hear what each one of you plays, so this will all come out as we speak.
I play violin, and for me, getting involved, the violin is very versatile. You know, you don't just have to play classical with the violin, and I'm drawn to folk music. Firstly drawn to Middle Eastern music, which brought me to the Balkan music. And when I met these ladies 5-6 years ago now,
yeah.
we just decided to go for it.
Now, did you think that you wanted to do an all-women's ensemble, or did it just sort of happen that way?
So Alicia and I, before Rumelia, were also in another all-woman vocal ensemble called Rusalki. And I was in a band before that with some guy friends, so it wasn't necessarily like, setting out to have an all-women band. But after the experience of Rusalki and the way that women work together, which is not always easy, but it certainly has its own flavor. When I set out to make a new adventure, a new band, I first asked women because I enjoyed that experience of working with women.
Now, Nicole, what is your instrument?
I am a singer and a percussionist.
So that was your voice we just heard.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Now, it's such a distinctive style of singing, and there are a lot of characteristics of Balkan music that are very different from European music, Western music. How did you learn to sing in that style?
Just by ear. That was, we were actually talking to someone else about this the other day, about the learning music by ear. And so we would get printouts of a transliteration of the lyrics of a song we were listening to. But we were expected in Polly's ensemble to mostly take something in by pure repetition, which is a great way for all of us to learn. It's the way children learn. It's a very natural way to learn. So she told me one time, you have to become a little bit obsessed. Like, you find a song that you love and you just listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. And it's almost that you're learning the words without even really reading the words, just by hearing them.
Now, do you know what the words mean when you're singing them?
Yeah. And it's not like every single word of the song I know what I'm singing, but I know the overall story of the song that we're singing.
The song that we were just hearing, what was it about?
I believe you played Duerme.
Yeah.
So sleep, sleep, my child. Querido, is that cute, my beautiful child?
Mm-hmm. Beloved, yeah.
Beloved, yeah. So it's in the language of Ladino, which is extremely close to Spanish and mutually comprehensible, I think you were saying the other day, Alicia. And so it's a mother speaking to her child. Durme, durme, querido hijico. You're going to go out of the crib, you'll go to school. Out of school, you'll find your love. One day you'll have babies of your own. Sleep, sleep, my beloved child. Just a very precious story that a mother would sing to her child.
Very, very sweet.
Yeah.
Alicia, what about you? How'd you get involved in Balkan music?
Well, it was about 10 years ago that I first had my mind blown by hearing the Balkan and Mideast Ensemble at the College of Santa Fe. And from that, the following year, I signed up, and it just changed my life and rocked my world. And I sing and I play percussion, and I signed up for private lessons with Polly Tapia Ferber, and just it opened up a whole musical world for me, the world that led me to traveling, that led me to beautiful creative relationships with all of these women. And yeah, it's just it, something about the music, it has a depth and a quality to it that isn't easily or often found in Western music.
It's so funny. I think that if everybody is honest with themselves, they find their soul in some music. I was just talking to a friend who's been a vocalist all of her life, and she just loves pop music, and she finds depth and soul in that, and that's who she is. I found myself in Cuban music. Mm-hmm. That's where my soul lives. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm not Cuban. And here you guys, each individually, independently, found somehow your soul in music of the Balkans.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were you playing, Alicia, before that?
I primarily was a vocalist. I had dabbled in, you know, guitar and other kinds of things, but I primarily was a vocalist. And when I came to the College of Santa Fe, it really shifted for me. I was classically trained. I did, like, Broadway things. I liked to sing folk tunes, and it really changed the type of music I played and the way I played, being able to collaborate with the folks I did then.
What are some of the challenges of learning Balkan music? I mean, the singing style's super different. The time signatures are different.
Yeah. Well, the time signatures, as Nicole was saying, you learn by ear. So after a while, you get to a point where you just have internalized the odd times, where you stop counting the subdivisions, and it just is a natural way of playing it and performing it. The challenges, I think, are really lie in being respectful, because we play music from a variety of places across the Balkans, and they're quite culturally distinct. So being as authentic as possible, pronouncing the words, being respectful to where they came from, where the songs came from, and doing our best to be authentic in the timbre and quality of the singing is really important. The ornaments, there's just so much variation between the countries that we perform music from, so we really endeavor to be authentic but also carry a little bit of our own musical souls into the work that we do.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I mean, you're Americans, we're all multicultural because of all the media around us and the way we grew up. So how much do you stick to tradition very carefully, and then how much do you bring yourselves, your other American selves into it?
I think instrumentally we bring a lot of our own into it. I try and listen to authentic recordings and listen to a variety of recordings, some older, some newer interpretations, and then use those to come up with something that's ours, because we've gotten really good at imitating things exactly, but we don't want to do that either. So it is a balance between taking the traditions and making sure that we're doing something that sounds at least authentic, but is also our own.
Have you gotten responses from other Balkan groups from the Balkans to your own music?
We have. We've gotten people from Turkey, people from Serbia. Where else have we got? We've gotten responses, you know, with YouTube videos.
Right.
We learn a lot that way too, you know,
and
finding.
What do they say?
It's usually in another language, and then we have to translate it. They'll say, you know, totally awesome, you girls rock, you know, like really modern sentences to us.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, you also do songs like La Llorona, which we think of as so New Mexican, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So are you just bringing that into another style?
So this album is really kind of exciting for us because we've been...
You have a new album?
Yeah, so what you've been listening to is from a forthcoming album that we're working on.
Oh, okay.
And we've been recording in the San Miguel Chapel, which is the oldest church in the country and is so rooted deeply in New Mexican history. So we are recording a mixture of songs from our repertoire. We found that a lot of Turkish and Greek music that we had in our repertoire also have Sephardic versions, and that, as Nicole was saying, is it's very similar to Spanish. It's mutually intelligible, the language Ladino, and the Sephardic, the music is from the Sephardic Jews who were exiled from Spain, I want to say around the end of the 15th century, mm-hmm. And settled in Greece and Turkey. So we're doing a lot of music that we think actually connects to history in New Mexico, because there's actually quite an interesting and layered and complex history of Sephardic Jews, crypto Jews coming to New Mexico and hiding their traditions and their culture and keeping them alive in certain ways. So we're just excited to be doing music that we think will connect the Balkan music that we do to a history that's very alive and complex and intricate in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. So we've done a number of Greek tunes, Turkish tunes, Sephardic tunes, mixing together, and we also decided to do La Llorona because we think it kind of bridges this musical picture we're painting of this cultural mixing that we're exploring musically, if that makes any sense at all.
Well, of us living here in New Mexico, we wanted to encompass us being here.
Last year is when we started. Last year we did a Sephardic concert, and since then, doing that concert in this space, we've developed over the past year all of these songs to do again, and I think just performing in that space kind of informed our feeling on how to present this music, in my opinion, because we have La Llorona and also a few other tunes that are a little bit more rooted in New Mexico.
It's funny, I mean, a space like that, it's a wonderful place to hear music, and the acoustics are interesting, but it sounds like it's more than just the acoustics that you're responding to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It's full of history and feeling, and being in that space, just we're part
it's
of that
magical.
Feeling.
Now, you came together, a group of women who are musicians and studied together and all share a passion for Balkan music. Is there a Balkan women's musical tradition specifically?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind is, I think, quite specific to Bulgaria, but it's not a bad example. So in Bulgaria, women are paired at a young age together to be singing partners for life. And one woman sings the melody part and one woman sings the drone part. And this is their way. They're singing partners for life. They study together. They sing together. One woman dies. The other is done singing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so I think that the tradition, especially of women singing in a... And again, I believe this story is specific to Bulgaria, not necessarily anywhere else, but maybe, you know, a little bit of a radius, but in Turkey I would imagine there'd be a very different story to tell. But
can you
I think
imagine
that
what that relationship is like?
Well,
a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Alicia and I have been making music together for 10 years. When I was in the Balkan Ensemble when she heard it for the first time and joined us, and we were in a couple bands together. So, but of course, we are much more creative in our sharing of vocal ranges. You know, we don't limit that. Okay, you're always that part, and okay, you're the soprano, and I'm the alto. We don't really follow that kind of a form. We're a little more free with it. But no, I can't really begin to imagine what that kind of relationship would be like.
I mean, for life.
For life,
yeah. In a way, it means you can never leave your village.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What does the name Rumelia mean?
We named the band Rumelia, which refers to the region of where we get our music from.
Geographically.
It's an old word for land of the Romans, also around northern Greece. I'm not going to be exactly correct here, but northern Greece, Macedonia, Albania, Bulgaria,
Serbia,
and part of a little bit of Turkey.
And so those are the countries whose music you really mm-hmm. sing. Yep. Now, have you all traveled abroad to study?
Alicia has.
We've traveled
and
to
Nicole
workshops.
Has. Yeah,
we've been to several workshops as a band and individually. So we've been to Balkan camps and the East Coast and the West Coast together as a group. And also, like, in smaller groups, Alicia and I went one time, Deborah went one time by herself, I went one time by myself. So we gathered repertoire from our Albanian teachers, from our Turkish teacher, from a Greek teacher, and then we'll bring it back to the band, or that's how we learn a lot of, a good part of our repertoire is learned that way, in workshop, in the woods, with the teachers, through repetition.
In the woods.
In the woods.
Yeah.
Nice. We are talking to Alicia Shaw, Nicole Jensen, Sitara Schauer, and Deborah Unger from the group Rumelia, which, once again, is playing this Saturday, the 18th of April, at the San Miguel Chapel here in Santa Fe. It's at 8 o'clock, and if you want more information, you can go to rumeliamusic.com, R-U-M-E-L-I-A. Should we go out with another song?
That'd
La Llorona?
Be great. Sure.
Okay. This will be familiar to all New Mexicans, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's great.
And
great
let us know when your album's out.
Okay.
We will.
We will.
And we're going to go out with La Llorona, performed by Rumelia. Listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, and podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and thanks to our wonderful webmasters at studiox.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at @radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's Great News Team, and after that, jazz.